Well, Manny is with me now. Manny, I know it's a busy morning for you. Appreciate the visit, and congratulations on being named the Industry Star of the Week.
Thank you, and thank you for having me, guys.
Yeah, happy to have you on board. Listen, we heard the call of Tiz the Law winning the Belmont coming out of that commercial break. Take me through that race, that performance. He was so good.
Yeah, it was a great performance for him. He did it so easy. He's a nice horse, you know. Hopefully everything goes the right way today and we can do the same.
What was your trip like in the Belmont, Manny? Put me in the saddle with you. What was it like?
It was perfect. It was what we're looking for. We were trying to lane close, and that's what we did. He break good, and he take me there, turn. I just sat back and waiting for the moment to move, and he was there for me.
What is it about this horse that makes him so good?
Because he does whatever I ask, you know. Whatever I ask him to do, he's there for me, and I think that's making him special, you know.
Yeah, you know, many jockeys have told me over the years, Manny, that it's the horse that's underneath you that gives you the confidence when you get aboard. So what kind of confidence do you feel when you get a leg up on Tiz the Law?
And he gave me all confidence because he's all class. You know, he knows when the race day is. You know, like he come prepare, and he always give me all. You know.
You know, I mentioned that huge win in the Belmont, your first Belmont ride, and now you're undefeated in the Belmont Stakes. That sounds pretty good too. Perfect one for one. How big was that win for you and for your career? What did it mean?
The Belmont means a lot to me because Belmont is I call it my house, you know. Winning the big race over there means a lot and help my career a lot too, you know, to go to that level.
You know, Manny, earlier this year I had a chance to be at Gulfstream and talk with John Velasquez, and we talked about how he prepares to ride in a big race. I believe it was the Florida Derby we were talking about. So get ready to ride in a race like the Belmont or like today's Traverse Stakes. What's Manny Franco do to prepare?
I'm trying to do the same, you know, race the race like another race, you know, but it's different because it's a big race. You got a big horse, everybody's looking at you, so trying to do the best, you know.
Do you watch a lot of film on the other film? A lot of replays of the other horses that you're going to have to face?
Of course, yeah. You have to look at the rebels, you know. Like you have to see the other horses out there run and take advantage of that.
All right, so write the script for me for today's Travers. You don't have to tell me your exact strategy, but if you could write the script and get the perfect trip, what's that going to look like today?
I'm looking for the same trip of the Belmont, you know. Try to be right there, not too far. But we got to take it from the break, you know.
Yeah, well, he's jockey Manny Franco. Tiz the Law, the heavy favorite in the Travers today. He's going to try and get the victory in that one, fresh off that big win in the Belmont. Manny, what is it about jockeys from Puerto Rico? You guys just seem to continue to rack up big wins and be at the top of the list. You look at the Ortiz brothers and Johnny V, and now you're the next in line here. What is it about jockeys from Puerto Rico that makes y'all so good?
We got a good school in Puerto Rico. They prepare us really, really well. We have to be in the school 2 years, learning everything about race horses. And I think that's the key, you know, the school in Puerto Rico.
Did you grow up wanting to be a jockey?
No, I used to play baseball, and that's what I do before, you know. I never think that I'm going to be a jockey.
So how did you get involved with riding horses then?
Because I always follow my dad's step, you know, and he always liked horses, go to the track in Puerto Rico, and I just, like I say, I follow him, and that way I get involved in the whole race, the sport.
What position did you play in baseball?
Shortstop.
Did you think you were going to play professionally?
Yeah. I was good, but, you know, I was a little bit small, so that's why I don't keep going, you know.
I think you made the right decision, my friend. I mean, almost 1,400 wins later, I think you made the right call to be a jockey.
Thank you.
Jockey Manny Franco here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Manny, listen, I won't keep you. I know it's a busy day for you. Go enjoy the rest of the day. And listen, all the best aboard Tis the Law and all the horses you're aboard today. Safe trip, and go get it done.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me.